Police in northern Spain are intensifying their search for suspects in last week's terror attacks in Barcelona that killed 14 people and injured scores more. Meanwhile, thousands of people gathered at Barcelona's most famous church to pray for the victims and for peace. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Barcelona. Soraya, what's the latest in the investigation?
Well, police are saying that the three vans that were used by this terror cell were rented by the suspected driver in the Promenade attack. The other two were found, one in the town of Ripoll, where most of the terror cell members lived or were from, and another one was found in another town that was sort of halfway in between. Meanwhile, in the town of Alcanar, which is where the house was that they were using as a base, the Catalan police chief is reporting that 100 tanks of butane gas were found there. They were trying to build bombs with these. And that house exploded in the end. And I should also mention that they did find some TATP, which is an explosive material used by ISIS in the Paris and Brussels attacks.
All right, remind us who exactly the police are looking for right now.
Well, there are three people who are unaccounted for, but it's pretty clear to the police, or they're pretty certain that two of them might have been killed in this house explosion that I mentioned before. The third person is the suspected driver. That's the one that really the intensive manhunt is going after. He is 22 years old, and his name is Younes Abu Yaqub. And they aren't 100% sure that in this house that exploded, that the Muslim cleric, who was actually the spiritual ringleader, whether he was killed there. So they're looking for him as well. Abdul Baki Asati is his name. And he was the one, again, who recruited and radicalized the young men. I should mention that the mother of the suspected driver, Abu Yaqub, is telling Spanish media that she really wants her son to give himself up, that she wants him to be in jail rather than dead. And she and other Muslims in this little town of Ripoll are just flabbergasted by what happened. They said they knew nothing about this at all. And they are, quote, quite broken with pain.
All of these suspects were Moroccan citizens, am I right, or of Moroccan descent? Has there been backlash against the Moroccan community in Catalonia?
Yes, unfortunately, there are these reports coming in. This morning, there was a report of a Moroccan man who was shot in the leg in the city of Barcelona. And then a distance away in Tarragona, there was a mosque and Moroccan consulate that a few days ago were apparently defaced. And also some of the Moroccans that I've spoken to here in Barcelona report being heckled and having abusive things said to them, like go back to where you came from. And they're quite frightened. But Catalonia's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Raúl Romeva, says that curbing immigration or taking other punitive steps against the Moroccan community would be a victory for the terrorists.
They have confirmed that one of the youngest victims is now confirmed dead. Can you tell us about that and what's the latest on the other people who were injured in this attack?
Yes, this little boy, a 7-year-old Julian Cadman, he's from Australia. He has a Filipino mother, and he also has a dual, like, Australian and British citizenship. He had been declared missing. It was interesting. He sort of became this part of this international back and forth, if you will. The Australians, Filipinos, and British authorities were saying that this child was missing. He was with his mother when the van came through and he was plowing through pedestrians. His mother was badly injured, but the boy was gone. And the Catalonians were saying, no, everybody's accounted for. There's no one missing. But it took a while to identify the dead. I mean, they're still going through that process. And so that's what happened today. They did identify this little 7-year-old boy. So sadly, he has perished.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Barcelona. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lulu.